Hello there, I'm Paige Estratori for Financial Services Online. Today is Saturday, June 21st, 2025, and here's the wrap of this week's most significant insurance news stories in Australia and beyond. We begin with an unfolding story in the Red Sea. An Australian policyholder was left disgruntled as their cruise cancellation claim was denied by Southern Cross Insurance. The cancellation was due to unstable military situation in the region, including Israeli actions within Gaza and the mobilization of Houthi militants. Southern Cross leaned on their war and violence exclusion clause to deny the claim, a decision that was, after rigorous investigation, upheld by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. Although the policyholder had initially challenged this decision, their claim was refuted by evidence pointing to American naval escorts and Houthi activities, evidencing the existence of military conflict. Switching gears to a more celebratory note, the ACED Insurance Awards has thrown the spotlight on leading performers in our industry. Canberra branch of the EML Group clinched the prestigious Insurance Leader of the Year award. Congratulations flowed, with Allianz's Anne-Marie McGuire taking the Excellence in Leadership accolade and Konex's Mark Tapper bagging an award for Excellence in Risk Management. Additional commendations went to Hall & Wilcox lawyers Matthew Needham, Allianz's Carolina Zubita Ortiz, and Aon's Carrie Burgess. Recognition such as this can only serve to drive further innovation and improved standards in risk management and claims handling across the insurance landscape. In a groundbreaking move, TL, in collaboration with global insurtech firm CoverGenius, announced the launch of an embedded, digital-only life insurance product. This directly addresses part-time, contract, and casual workers' need for coverage. Users will be able to access daily income protection and life insurance through infrastructure, such as payroll systems. Offering a hassle-free approach to insurance for those in non-traditional employment roles, this new development may appeal particularly to younger generations seeking convenience and ease of access. This could be a real game-changer for our industry. And finally, we take a look at our neighbors, New Zealand. Consumer trust in insurers there is waning as insurance climbed to the fourth greatest financial pressure, up from sixth in October. Rising insurance premiums and complexity are causing disillusionment amongst New Zealanders, overshadowing concerns for environmental issues. Unless the industry demonstrates value, transparency, and fairness, it's likely this trend will continue. We'll certainly be keeping our eye on developments in the Kiwi market. That's it for now. As always, Financial Services Online is here to meet your personal and business insurance needs. Visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for additional insights. I'm Paige Estratori, and we'll bring you more insurance news updates next week. Thanks for listening.